Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovaleski. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Kovaleski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Kovaleski fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Redfern moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Redfern scores. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball four. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Faber moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Combs scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Kovleski fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lazzari scores. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kovleski strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Combs reaches second base with a double. Dugan moves to third. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 2 in the game. Durocher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moss Dill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber fires to first and picks off Lazzari. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Collins and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Redfern fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kovleski bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Collins scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 3 in the game. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds catches it and throws to first to double up Gehrig. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. McCurdy moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. McCurdy moves to third. Mostill moves to second. Al Sheely now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. Mostill scores. Clancy moves to third. Metzler moves to second. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to home to get Clancy. Metzler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 2 in the game. Kahm takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Redfern strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Pat Collins. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Lyons scores. Ma still goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Durocher strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Lyons drops the ball. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.